The Spotlight. It's a radio show where volunteers share stories of inspiration, share their journey, express their feelings, and tell us all about those who have touched their lives. And we play their favorite music. It is The Spotlight, Fridays 2 to 3 p.m. on Radio Mirai.
Hello and welcome to The Spotlight on Radio Mirai. The Spotlight is all about the stories of amazing things, and The Spotlight brings you the stories of amazing people who have interesting journeys to share with us and the journeys of volunteerism. My name is Irene Lasu, and I am your host for the next hour. Well, this week, our spotlight appearance is Miriam Pino. Miriam Pino is a civil affairs officer working at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan, headquarters in Juba. Previously, Miriam headed communications and fundraising efforts at an all-girls secondary school in Nanyuki, Kenya. Prior to that, she spent 8 years working in local government in Canada's capital city, Ottawa. Miriam is passionate about girls' education and the involvement of women in politics. Miriam, welcome to The Spotlight.
Thank you very much for having me.
Yes. And I'll just diving right in. Who is Miriam?
Who is Miriam?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Well, I'm a Canadian.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up in Ottawa, which is the capital city of Canada, on the eastern side of the country.
Right.
In a rural area, actually. My education is in policy management and public ethics, so mm-hmm. I have an undergraduate and a master's degree in that.
Right.
And before coming here, I spent a lot of time working for local government in Canada's capital, mm-hmm. Ottawa.
Right.
8 years.
Okay.
And then after that, I left that job, decided to travel the world, spent some time in Europe, and mm-hmm. then ended up in Kenya.
Okay. So after Kenya, you obviously came to South Sudan.
Yes.
All right. So what is it that attracted you to become a UN volunteer?
I think what attracted me particularly to the UN is the opportunity to work internationally and to see how other people live and experience different cultures around the world.
Mm-hmm. Was there any catalyst for that?
I think just the UN is the ideal organization to work for, and it was a goal of mine, and I'm really happy that it's happening right now.
Okay, congrats.
Thank
for
you.
That. All right. So, what are the things that you feel profoundly touched by as a volunteer?
I'm touched by the resilience of the communities that we work with.
Mm-hmm.
How hard they work to overcome all of the obstacles that they face in their everyday lives, from everything to getting an education, a basic education, to obtaining food to eat, to finding clean water. I think it's admirable, and it's really inspiring for me to see how they live.
Right. And your approach when you started, am I right when I say that you looked at around the world map and decided that this time I'll be in South Sudan?
I think more I was thinking, okay, which country is going to take me?
Oh, okay.
I'll go anywhere where they'll
right.
Offer me a position related to my experience,
mm.
because that's more what I was looking for.
Okay.
But after spending time in Kenya, I really fell in love with East Africa.
Hmm. No wonder you're in South Sudan.
Exactly. I'm really glad to be close to Kenya and to be here.
Right. Okay. So let's have some music, musical break. Just tell me about your first track that you've chosen for the day.
My first track is called Autopilot by an artist called Jay Rocks, and he's from Lusaka, Zambia. And
right.
I love this song because my best friend and I love to dance to it.
Nice. Woo!
It's your boy, Rocks. Welcome to Flight Q5, you can get this work. It's your captain speaking. It's that music out of Africa. Let's do this.
Like an aviator.
Got
me feeling you better. Can I write you a letter?
Oh, maybe what you do to me.
Or maybe meet you later.
So I tell you what you do to me.
You got me on my autopilot. Autopilot, you got me on my autopilot. On my autopilot, you got me on my autopilot. Autopilot, you got me on my autopilot. On my autopilot.
Listen, I'm not spreading my mind over you. You a dime, we can find very few. How you graving it a land in your stew? But let's fly, cause it's time overdue. But there's a lot of things in there to shake off. I'm in your runway now, you need to take off. All the clothes that you're wearing, I'm preparing. For the time we pour, like I'm talking bearings. I got something for your earrings. You need to take them off to bring in interference. That ain't even a word, how we gonna do this? A bird and a bird. In my plane, you'll be co-pilot. The safest in the air, you will know, die not. Will you know by that? Come, let me show you all
like
I
got. Like an aviator. Got me feeling you better. Can I write you a letter?
See if I can be if it take a looter. It's a safe flight, we don't need a parachute. Stays up in the mook, I could leave if I could do. A little smooth takeoff, not if I could look. Now tell me where you wanna be, first class or the cockpit. If you come to the front, we can lock it. We can control the body turbulence. Autopilot the plane, then we dance. You too hot, baby, I go dame. Or the luggage at the back, needs a cargo plane. But cannot complain, you got this awful thing. It's on the right that I mark, I'm a bubble sang. Hold up, but I ain't trying to throw you out the window. Let me shut up before I'm flying single. Hey baby, we can fly to cloud nine. Just buckle up, you know it's
like
about
time. Like an aviator. Got me feeling you better. Can I write you a letter?
Because what you do to me.
Oh baby, meet you later.
So I tell you what you do to me.
You got me on my autopilot. Autopilot.
Tell you everything. Oh, my neighbor, some wings that my body never seen. I believe I can fly when you ride with me. Can be your Superman, spend the night with me. I can take you to the moon soon. Tell me if you got room. You can be with this goon somewhere for a moon soon. We'll be flying daily. Any second, any weather, when my kamun gaily. Nearly willele, willele, body will change the change. But in the balanga, langa, boom, tend the tender. Lift the shot, it's my business, but I'm a melele, melele. She love the nasty D on my fuelele, fuelele. When I take you to Japan, I can be your samurai. We can cook up in the plan, my little goodbye.
All right, and that's Autopilot by J-Rox. And I hope you did enjoy it. You're listening to The Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasu, and it's right here on Radio Miraya 101. My guest in the studio is Miriam, and Miriam is here to tell us her amazing journey as a volunteer, and she works with a UN mission here in South Sudan. Miriam, what was your first moment of serving in peacekeeping operations?
My first moment was in December when I arrived to the mission.
Which year was that?
Last year.
Okay.
So I've only been here for 3 months so far.
Right.
But it was very exciting for me to get off the plane and, you know, that wave of heat that hits you and
I
you
know.
Get into Juba. And it's been great so far, and it's been a challenge and it's been rewarding, and I'm really happy to be here.
All right. So out of curiosity, what has been your most memorable moment in the UNV, particularly in this country?
In here, I would say.
I know it's been a short while, but I'm sure you've gone to, you have some moments.
I would say it's interacting with our field staff in civil affairs. We have 10 field offices, and they're on the ground, these staff. They're working hard every day, meeting with members of the community and members of government and the military. And it's when they come to the headquarters in Juba and poke their head in and say hello to us, it's really nice to catch up with them
right.
and to hear their stories and to hear about what they've been doing.
All right. So was there anybody in your sphere that you think you would have done anything like this? Like leaving their home and just coming to anywhere that destiny calls them to?
I think because I focus a lot on international relations at university, I do have some friends that are working around the world.
Right.
But usually when I tell people in Ottawa what I'm doing, they're shocked, and their reaction is kind of like, wow, you really left here and you're making it in the world. And
right.
It's nice to hear that.
Wow. Okay, so separateness and this thing that you feel when you leave your country and family, of course, has the absence of your family affected you in any way?
I've been out of Canada for almost a year and a half now,
mm-hmm.
and I'm definitely starting to miss them a lot.
Oh.
But I think the technology today helps. We have Skype, we have WhatsApp. So, I mean, we're in contact every day texting, which is really nice.
Given the connections, do you still have the same privileges? Like, I mean, our internet is sometimes slow.
The video chat definitely doesn't work very well here, but WhatsApp works pretty good, which is nice.
Yeah, WhatsApp. Thank God for technology, huh?
Yes.
All right, so it's time to break. What is your second track?
My second track is by Tom Petty, and he's an American artist who actually passed away last year. Mm. And the song is called Won't Back Down. And I chose it because it's my dad's favorite song.
Oh, all right. And I hope you do enjoy it. And that's Won't Back Down by Tom Petty, playing right here on The Spotlight on Radio Miraya 101. Now, Miriam is my guest, and she's telling me her experiences through her volunteerism and her moments in the UN as she's working right now with UNMISS, and she has been here for at least 3 months. Miriam, and then you came to South Sudan. What was the feeling the day you arrived?
The day I arrived was definitely a feeling of excitement. I was ready for a new challenge, and I was excited to meet tons of new people and learn tons of new names, people from all over the world, my new coworkers who have kind of become a family to me, which is really nice.
Right.
So, mostly excitement and a little bit of nervousness, of course.
All right. You've mentioned some new names. You so far have any names that you've learned?
Oh, tons of new names.
Okay. Give me three or four.
Oh, gosh. My one coworker is named Salim Mula.
Mm-hmm.
He's from Pakistan.
Right.
That's a new name.
Okay.
Koma Ketch.
Okay.
It's another new name.
Oh, okay.
He's my South Sudanese friend.
Right.
Let me think.
That's a hard one.
Yeah, that's a new one.
All right. It's okay. Let's just scratch that. What recollections do you have about your first day as a UNV in South Sudan?
My first day involved training.
Hmm.
They put us on training right away. So it was a lot of information coming in about South Sudan and about the UN. So it was a day of learning and meeting new people.
Right. All right. This question, I know it's a short time, 3 months. You can't do too much in 3 months. But what best three things have you done as a volunteer?
So when you say three things, I think about our civil affairs strategic priorities.
Hmm.
We have three of them. They're reconciliation, social cohesion, and communal conflict management. And so I think just learning about what our field offices do with these three priorities, like hosting dialogue sessions and peace forums and meetings with women members of the community and youth, when I hear about us advancing those three priorities in communities in South Sudan,
right.
That's what I'm most proud of.
Hmm. Nice. Has it been easy for you?
It's my job is really a lot of reporting.
Yes.
So it's been hard to hear about some of the conflicts that goes on, but it's also very nice to hear about some of the peace building that we're doing.
Right. Now that volunteerism involves you leaving your country and sometimes finding yourself in the bush. Many people like to say bush, but field, yes. So what survival skills have you acquired that you think could be valuable to anyone aspiring to become a volunteer?
Survival skills.
Mm.
The biggest one is learning to be okay with being isolated, I would say.
Right.
Learning how to occupy your mind, keep yourself busy, and also taking it easy on yourself.
Mm.
Learning when, okay, maybe I need to take a rest now, or maybe I need to eat some chocolate, or listen to some music, or go for a run.
Yeah, sure.
Just being kind to yourself and knowing that you're doing something that's difficult.
Wow.
So just take it easy.
Okay, something I've learned from you today. All right, so how has your life changed by serving as a volunteer?
I think I am a more knowledgeable person now on how different cultures live and how humankind, we all need the same things. We all have the same desires and wants and needs.
Right.
And in some places, it's a lot harder to achieve these things and to get the things that we need in life. I've learned that, and I've learned that we can't take for granted things that we have and think that everyone else in the world has them, because they don't.
Mm.
Definitely.
Right. Well, now let's break and let's have some music. Tell me about your next track.
My next track is called Africa by Yemi Alade.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I love this song is because when I was working in Kenya at an all-girls school, whenever it would come on during lunchtime, they would all get up and start screaming and dance.
Nice. I myself love the song.
It's a great song.
Yes, it is, and I hope you do enjoy it.
Why? It's an African one. Yay. Yeah.
Beats by Emza.
Yemi Alade. Gonna love you, yeah. My African lips
Welcome back. That's Africa by Yemi Alade, playing right here on the Spotlight on Radio Miraya 101. And now just diving right in, Miriam, your life then is a sort of obsessive drive against normality. As you yourself have characterized it, does that mean that sometimes you're attracted to doing some things that are rather conventional, or you're never naturally attracted to the conventions of life? In other words, what are your major motivations?
I think the idea of a stable life can be very appealing when you're traveling around a lot and living out of a suitcase. But I've done that. I did that for 8 years back in Canada, and I didn't really feel fulfilled. So I think for some people, instability and taking a lot of chances are what you need in life. And so that's kind of what I'm going for now.
Okay. So how does the prospect of being a volunteer in often hard conditions suit you?
I would say I've adapted. I think as human beings, we're very resilient and we're adaptable. And so now working in hard conditions is a lot easier for me than it would have been 5 years ago.
Right. Okay. Is it because you've tested it? I mean, how would it be had you not come to East Africa, say Kenya or even South Sudan?
It would have been a lot harder to go from Canada to a harsher environment.
Right.
But I think taking gradual steps towards living somewhere that's really difficult is the way to go.
Right. So if you were stranded on a desert island, what luxury would you take with?
I would take a helicopter.
Okay. That's an actual luxury. Why would you choose a helicopter?
So that I could leave the island.
Oh, okay. Clearly. Who wants to be stranded? All right. So let's take a break. Tell me about your next piece of music.
My next piece of music is called Lonely Boy by the Black Keys. It's a rock band from the U.S. and it's popular in Canada.
All right. I hope you do enjoy it. Welcome back, Lonely Boy by the Black Keys, playing right here on the Spotlight. My name is Irene Lasu, and we're still proceeding. My guest in the studio is Miriam Pino, and she is a volunteer working with the Civil Affairs. She is a Civil Affairs officer working at the United Nations Mission in South Sudan headquarters in Juba, and she's here to tell us about her lovely story through her life of volunteerism. Miriam, who are the people that have been so influential in your life?
I would say my parents, of course. Mm. They've been really supportive of me. But mostly it's my two sisters, who are younger, and also my best friend. These women in my life have really inspired me and taught me about strength and resilience and overcoming obstacles.
Right.
So they're great role models for me.
Wow. And describe to us your relationship with the community you work in.
I do a lot of reporting, so I deal mostly with our field office staff who work with the community. But it's great to hear how much they interact with people and the type of work that they're doing. And I really like being able to report that to the mission and some of our external offices.
Right. So how have your parents dealt with your career and success? I mean, given the fact that you're on and off.
I think when I left Canada, they were sad to see me go.
Aww.
But the best thing about my parents is that they've always said that they'll be happy if I'm happy, which is really great.
That's a nice one. Great support there. So, and what about your father? What sort of father was he when you were little?
I would call my father the strong, silent type.
Okay, silent.
Yeah, silent, but he surprised me when I left Canada because he was very, very supportive, more supportive than I would have thought that he
ever
would
imagined.
Be. To have a daughter leaving the country and going abroad.
I know. Most of them would be so protective, wouldn't they?
Yes.
Okay. Did he ever spank you, beat you?
No, he didn't. Okay. He was more of someone who would yell.
Oh,
he would nothing physical.
That was his way of
that was his, yeah.
getting you into the line.
Yes.
Okay. So what would you have been if you hadn't become who you are today? Civil affairs.
I think I always had an interest in politics, and especially in the role of women in politics and getting more women involved in politics. So I think I would have done something more political, maybe still will eventually, I'm not sure.
Okay. Right. So are you happy with how you've spent your time? Can you look at it and, I mean, on a scale of 1 to 10 and say, yeah, my time has been well spent?
So far in my life, I would say I'm happy with some of the chances that I took.
Mm.
I think taking chances is really important, and life is so short. It's something that we can't be scared to do.
Right. Mm. Okay. So tell me about your final track and tell me why you've chosen the song.
My final track is Crazy by Gnarls Barkley. And I chose it because it's one that I always sing along to. It's an American artist, and I hope you like it.
All right.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions have an echo in so much space. And when you're out there without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I didn't know enough. I just knew too much.
Welcome back. That's Crazy by Gnarls Buckley, playing right here on Radio Miriah. Yes, Miriam, every guest on our spotlight is given a chance to choose a book. What book would you like to read in the field?
So the first book that I chose is a wilderness survival guide.
Okay. contextual.
Mm-hmm. Practicality.
Yeah.
And then the second book I chose would be, it's a book of poetry called Leaves of Grass by Walt Whitman.
Right.
And I just chose that because it's something you can read over and over and always get a different message out of.
All right. And as you head out to more activities in your field, what luxury would you carry out to the field to make life more bearable? This time you're not stranded at the island.
I would bring a coffee machine because I need my coffee in the morning.
Aren't they connected to electricity somehow?
Yes, maybe I could find a solar-powered coffee maker.
Oh, okay, solar-powered. All right, and if you had to pick just one of the other tracks that you've been choosing, which one would that be?
I would pick Autopilot by J-Rocks because it's so uplifting.
Mm-hmm. All right. Autopilot you would choose, and I'm sure if you're playing it, it could be on the repeat mode. Am I right?
Yes.
All right, Miriam Pinu, thanks so much for letting us hear your story on the Spotlight on Radio Miriah.
Thank you so much for having me.
And our listeners, thank you for tuning in. Do not forget that the Spotlight also airs on Saturday from 8 to 9 p.m. on Radio Miriah. Tune in again next week on Friday to listen to our next Spotlighter guest. Thanks to our producer, Makrin Birunji. This is The Spotlight. I am Irene Lasu. Stay tuned.
Stand.